Well, we're going back to Brexit now, and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, is in Belfast today for a series of meetings. Now, yesterday, in an apparent departure from government policy, Simon Coveney spoke of a special status for Northern Ireland, an invisible border with the Republic. But for more, I'm joined now by our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. Tommy, thank you for joining us. First off, what exactly is Simon Coveney doing today in Belfast? Who's he meeting?
Well, he's up here at Stormont, where the different political parties, as well as the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, are still involved in these discussions to try to get to restore a power sharing. And remember, the deadline set by the British government is Thursday of next week. But I can't see that deadline being met at the moment, because the British government is actually holding up the pace of negotiations, because until it ties down whatever deal it's cooking up with the DUP in London, you won't have progress here, because people here will want to see the nature of that deal, see are there any strings attached before they sign up to anything that would restore power sharing. So the British government is in fact a party to holding up people meeting the deadline it set.
Okay, and Tommy, the fact that Simon Coveney spoke yesterday of special status, can you explain the implications of that?
Well, the Irish government up to now, its position is, it has talked about the special circumstances of Northern Ireland and of the border being taken into account in the negotiations. And in the letter that Martin McGuinness and Arlene Foster sent to Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, talking about the special needs and the special circumstances of Northern Ireland, that actual phrase, special status, I don't think it was used. Other political parties have been using it. Sinn Féin said the government should be pushing for it. The SDLP were the first ones to start with it. Fianna Fáil supports that argument. But the Irish government has stayed away from it until Simon Coveney's, whether it was an intervention or a slip yesterday, who knows. But until he mentioned it yesterday, it wasn't the Irish government's position. Here's where it's tricky. Unionist parties here are very wary of it, because they see Northern Ireland as being part of the United Kingdom. And they say if this is sort of something that the Irish government is pushing for in those negotiations, well, then that's not acceptable. Now, I don't think that it's going to amount to a huge international incident. I think Simon Coveney is well able to work his way out of it once he sits down with people here. But I suppose the other parties, the likes of Sinn Féin, were very quick to seize on it, and they were welcoming this shift in government policy announced on the hoof by Simon Coveney yesterday.
And Tommy, I mean, it's so complex, and as you say, nobody can really see how this any kind of special arrangement could actually be put in place. But Northern Ireland overall, they voted against Brexit. The DUP campaigned for Brexit. Is it clear what the DUP are looking for?
Well, here's the situation of Northern Ireland. This is what makes it unique. As part of the Good Friday Agreement, people in Northern Ireland are entitled to an Irish passport, a British passport, or both. So you could have a person in Northern Ireland who has both passports, and the Irish passport, the court gives them, say, European citizenship of sorts. So you could have a person here in Northern Ireland who says, well, I'm entitled to be in both places. And say you take the position of the DUP in negotiations. Arlene Foster is talking about wanting a sensible Brexit. She's from a border constituency. So you can see where that's going. As one very senior, recently retired as Irish politician, or retired from a senior position, put it to me once. He said, well, I suppose really the best thing would be to go around in circles for a while and end up where we started. And the people who should be making the running on this, the people who have caused Brexit, are the British government. And if you're to look at their behaviour up to now, they're not even making it up as they go along, because it's quite clear that they don't know where they want to end up. They don't know what is their agreed position. You have the different factions in the Tory party. You've torn strips off one another in decades past, and they're at it again. And where is the end point? What would they consider a successful negotiation? They would want the best of all worlds, but the Europeans suffering, and the Europeans, you know, having to make concessions and have no gains in those negotiations. So the problem, as I see it, is the British government, who brought Brexit upon us, they haven't decided what their bottom lines are. And until that situation is reached, it's all a mystery to the different parties, Europeans and Ireland in particular included.
OK, well, Tommy Gorman, thanks very much for joining us with that. Tommy Gorman there, our Northern editor. Now,